The Guardian.
On the shore of one of Russia's most picturesque lakes, hundreds of tents have been erected in a shady pine forest. There are portaloos, washing lines and cooking pots. Oh, and strung between two trees in a central clearing, Andy Warhol-style portraits of Vladimir Putin. Welcome to the annual summer camp of NASHI, the Kremlin's youth organisation. Luke Harding reports.
I'm with Dmitry Ivanov, who's a NASHI activist at the annual summer camp, about 7 hours' drive north of Moscow, situated in an idyllic lake beach with people doing dance music and canoeing, yachting. But Dmitry, you are dressed up, covered with American dollars, and you have an American flag on your hat and a pig. What does this mean?
Dmitry is dressed as an evil American and is looking after us a pig which has been named in honor of the Estonian president Ilves.
Dmitry, why do you not like the Estonian president?
Dmitry would like to say that he thinks that the current Estonian president's politics are deeply hurtful to the Russian nation and to the memory of the Russian soldiers.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's to do with a row with Russia accusing Estonia of rewriting history of the Second World War and supporting, as Dmitry sees it, fascism. The Kremlin created NASHI in 2004 as a response to the Orange Revolutions in Ukraine and also in Georgia. Can you just tell us, Dmitry, why are you a member of NASHI? What made you join this organization which strongly supports the Kremlin and indeed is funded by it?
Says that he joined as a patriot, as a Russian patriot, and that he's not willing to give up his country to anyone at any time.
I'm with Antonina Shapovalova, who is a fashion designer for NASHI, who's done a whole series of amazing T-shirts with patriotic slogans. Antonina, just tell me, what sort of T-shirts have you done, and what kind of message are you trying to communicate through fashion?
The main message is that Russian is really modern, Russian is really on the peak of fashion, and we can make our history, our culture, show it in clothes, and to show people that it's really good, and that Russian people can be proud of the history
their
country.
You became very famous. Your design for bikini bottoms, which had the word Vova, Vladimir Putin's nickname, on them. Putin with you all the time. What was the idea behind having Putin pants?
When I think about this design, I thought that it must be famous. It will be popular because Russian people has a good sense of humor. You know, it's patriotic and funny in one.
In
same time.
I'm now looking at a rather extraordinary sight. There are about 20 Russian couples who are just getting married, wearing various national costumes from different parts of Russia. There are some Caucasian grooms looking rather fantastic in brown hats. They're now all going on stage. They're going to be married in a collective ceremony in a few minutes from now. And I think the idea is to try and do something about Russia's dismal birth rate, which currently sees far more people dying than being born. Male life expectancy in Russia is 58, female life expectancy is 70, and the population is shrinking, currently at 141 million. Quite a surreal and rather tacky and rather joyous scene. People are waving flags with teddy bears on them.
Итак, дорогие друзья, пары готовы.
I've now just left NASHI land and I'm walking past the camp on my way back to Moscow. I have to say it's an idyllic spot. There are all sorts of marvellous birds and terns flying over the lake. It's a lovely spot for a two-week holiday and a good moment as well, a perfect place for young people in Russia to bash the Kremlin's enemies.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.